KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 30 degrees, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Western Iowa News, police in Council Bluffs say a convenience store was robbed early this morning. The incident happened a little after 1 a.m. at the Quick Shop located at 3632 Avenue G. Police say a man wearing a black hooded sweatshirt with the word Omaha written on the back, also a black mask and light-colored jeans, entered the store while brandishing a silver-colored handgun. The suspect then left the store on foot with an undisclosed amount of cash. He was described as being an Hispanic male between 20 and 30 years old, 5 feet 6 inches tall, and weighing 250 pounds. You can see still-frame surveillance pictures of the suspect under this same story on the KJAN.com news page. The Council Bluffs Police Department is asking anyone with information to please call their Criminal Investigations Division at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. A man who served for nearly 12 years on the Cass County Board of Supervisors has died. 78-year-old Dwayne McFadden, who had lived in Urbandale with his wife Karen, decided in 2016 not to run for re-election. He passed away Monday at home. Funeral services for Dwayne McFadden will be held Sunday afternoon here in Atlantic. You can listen to our funeral announcements or look for them online for more details. And funeral services for 58-year-old Erling Fire Chief Tom Henrick are set to take place Saturday morning in Erling. Henrick fell ill while at the scene of a combine and field fire Saturday. He passed away at Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan a short time after being rushed to the facility. The boards of supervisors in Cass and Adair counties have their separate weekly meetings this morning. In Cass County, the supervisors meeting at the courthouse begins at 8:30 a.m. And during that session, the board will hear an annual report and request for funding from the Cass County Library Association. They're also expected to act on approving an application from Crow River Construction for a final partial payment on the Graywater Transmission to Ethanol Plant project. Cass County supervisors will also act on an agreement to become a home base Iowa business. The Cass Atlantic Development Corporation, or CADCO, is working on rounding up businesses to participate in the program, which connects veterans and transitioning service members to careers and resources. And the final order of business for the Cass County supervisors is to approve the appointment of a treasurer's assistant to fill a vacancy. In Adair County, the Board of Supervisors meeting gets underway at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Greenfield. On their agenda is a consensus of the board on a resolution with regard to future wind energy projects and a resolution put forth by County Engineer Nick Kaufman to establish speed zones on Adair County Road N51 in and around Bridgewater. And around 9:15, a representative of Adair County Tourism will discuss tourism council appointments. Also in the news, Atlantic Police reported two arrests on Tuesday. Officers took into custody 40-year-old Robert Atkinson of Adair for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, burglary in the third degree, and possession of burglary tools, along with criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Atkinson was brought to the Cass County Jail and booked in. Atlantic Police also arrested 32-year-old Tony Mack of Atlantic for burglary in the third degree, possession of burglary tools, and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Mack was booked into the Cass County Jail as well. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said yesterday two people from Creston had been arrested Tuesday morning following a traffic stop. That stop was conducted at around 10:20 a.m. on a blue Jeep at the intersection of Highway 34 and the Avenue of Industries. During the stop, the canine tracer was deployed and gave a positive response to the odor of narcotics coming from the vehicle. A marijuana pipe with marijuana residue was found inside the vehicle. Deputies then arrested 56-year-old Julie Petro and 37-year-old Danny Petro of Creston for possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Their bonds were set at $1,300. In the funeral announcements, Linda Bankin Markson, age 64 of Atlantic, died Saturday at her home. Celebration of life services for Linda Markson will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Shirley Schroeder, age 79 of Atlantic and formerly of Brayton, died Monday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Shirley Schroeder will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Patrick Schultz, age 22 of Wyota, died October 19th. Funeral services for Patrick Schultz will be this Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Lorraine Urquhart, age 96 of Stewart, died Monday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. A memorial service for Lorraine Urquhart will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Lowell Dwayne Young, age 87, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Specialty Care. Graveside services with military rites for Lowell Young will be Friday at 1 o'clock at the Mount Zion Cemetery in Prescott. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Ronald Nelson, age 72, of Exira, died Saturday in an accident northeast of Atlantic. Funeral services for Ronald Nelson will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Thomas Henrick, age 58, of Erling, died Saturday at Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Tom Henrick will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Gordon Jackson, age 89, of Kirkland, Washington, and formerly of Panora, died March 12th. Memorial services for Gordon Jackson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Dwayne McFadden, age 78, of Urbandale and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Dwayne McFadden will be Saturday at 2:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Christina Haley, age 35, of Atlantic and formerly of Arkansas, died Saturday at her home. Cremation has taken place and no local services for Christina Haley are planned. Roland Funeral Home is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.